It is easier to do that if expectations are clear. Anne Raimondi of Asana, a work management platform, says the firm expects people to come in on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays and has a no-meetings day on Wednesday. If a manager wants to have a meeting that day, they have to recontract with their team and explain why it is needed. By the same token, being explicit when a reply is needed on an email saves everyone scurrying around in a desperate bid to answer the boss first. Defining what kinds of work can be done asynchronously and what requires everyone to get together is a recipe for fewer, better meetings. Encouraging a set of do not disturb protocols makes it less likely that employees will be bothered unnecessarily. Clear protocols also make hybrid meetings go better. Harry's, a shaving firm that has published its guidelines for hybrid working, expects each attendee to have their own screen and promises not to keep discussing the matter at hand once remote colleagues have left the meeting, though commenting on who is wearing the same clothes as they did yesterday is presumably fine. Some of this will be deeply alarming to managers who worry about slippery slopes. First, you give people space to focus at home, and soon enough you cannot contact anyone because they have changed their settings on Slack and are binge-watching Bridgerton. There are three answers to such worries. First, expectations are firmly in the gift of managers. Asana's no meetings day does not extend to meetings with customers, for example. Second, burnout is as much of a risk as slacking. New research from Microsoft finds evidence for what it calls a triple peak day. As well as the usual large crests in activity in the early morning and after lunch, around 30% of employees at the tech giant also experience a smaller third bump in work in the late evening. That may be a sign of people getting work done when it suits them, or of the workday extending relentlessly into every waking hour. Setting expectations over things like how quickly notifications need to get a response can help determine which one it is. Last, good performance is not defined by employees' locations at specific times of the day, but by what they achieve, what Mr. Bloom calls managing outputs, not inputs. If bosses can articulate what counts as productive activity and evaluate it regularly, it matters less whether employees are at headquarters or stinking out the spare bedroom. Managers may have concerns about hybrid working, but it is pretty clear what will make it successful.